Random House Audio presents Payback Time. Making Big Money is the Best Revenge by Phil Town. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Note to the reader. I'll be using a lot of examples in this book that include numbers, such as stock prices, growth percentages, earnings per share, etc. These numbers were accurate when I wrote this book, but companies routinely update their financial information, including even historical data, so they probably won't reflect the actual current numbers as you read this. Don't let that affect your learning experience. My purpose in using these figures is simply to provide examples that'll teach you how to perform these analyses yourself. The specific numbers in the examples don't matter. The principles I'm teaching do. I also mention and analyze several specific companies in these pages, but please don't take that to mean I'm telling you to buy or sell them. Again, these are used as examples only, and their purpose is not to tell you what to buy, but to show you how you can figure out for yourself what you should be investing in. In fact, please use this book as a tool to change your financial future from potential poverty to riches. You can start by reading carefully and taking notes in the margin. Dog-ear the pages and review extra examples at paybacktimebook.com. Also, I want all of you to do this. Write me an email. Tell me what your situation is and where you'd like some help. I'll write you back with ideas and resources. Here's my email address, phil@paybacktimebook.com. Let's get a conversation going and help change some lives. Introduction. The road from rule number one to payback time. Stand up to your obstacles and do something about them. You'll find that they haven't half the strength you think they have. Norman Vincent Peale. I'm about to teach you the very best strategy for investing. The one strategy worth pursuing regardless of how much time, money, and effort you think you have available. No, it's not as simple as handing your money over to some fund manager who'll probably lose it. Yes, it does require that you actually do something. But what I'm going to get you to do is so easy that, yes, even you can handle it. Even if you've never invested in your life. Even if you can't stomach math or researching companies. Even if the thought of beating the market and realizing staggering returns of 15, 20, or 25% or more, yes, even in a volatile market, seems impossible, and you don't want to try. Let's start by getting something straight. The reason I've been able to make a whole pile of money starting with nothing is that my approach is the same one that's been making people rich in all kinds of markets for the last 100 years. Because I learned the fundamentals of solid investing, I've survived all the crazy market swings, including the recent one that began in 2008. In fact, on August 17, 2007, I appeared on CNBC and told you point blank to get out of the stock market the next day. And I was right. On March 9, 2009, the Dow fell below 6,600, and I sent an email that evening to Maria Bartiromo at CNBC, Manny Schiffers at Kiplinger, and to my blog followers that said it was time to load up the truck. Right again. We'll pull out of this economic crisis eventually, no matter how badly we handle it. Because eventually, we always get back to the basics of a society that creates the most wealth for the most people. We're experiencing the down part of a cycle. Government got too loose with credit and too proactive toward people with bad credit. People got to thinking real estate can't go down. Bankers got too clever with derivatives and leverage worldwide. And, in a nutshell, we were on a binge for 20 years. We overinflated. Now, we're going to contract the economic balloon. We've been through it before, and some of us always think there is no tomorrow. Warren Buffett described it as an economic Pearl Harbor and suggested we do what we did then. Everything possible. And we will. But we're at war economically, and the impact of government meddling in the markets is going to be painful for a lot of people. What I want to do is make sure you're not one of them. Investors who take the correct action now will come out the other side in 10 or 20 years really, really rich. Making that happen for yourself starts with knowing the rules. Every successful investor I know, whether an active trader or a long-term investor, follows the same two rules of investing. Rule number one, don't lose money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one. My first book, Rule Number One, appeared in the number one position on the New York Times bestseller list and has been translated into 14 languages. Folks like investing guru Jim Cramer and SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt were nice enough to recommend it. In that book, I provided a straightforward explanation of how good investors use specific fundamentals to find the value of a business. I also presented a few technical tools investors can use to avoid losing money, and in doing so, make millions, and in some cases, billions. There is, however, work involved. Being an active investor is a discipline that, like dieting or getting into good physical shape, has a huge payoff, but does require effort and steadfast dedication. You wouldn't believe the number of people who read about dieting or working out or investing, but don't actually do it. Okay, you would believe it. I can't do anything about making you stick less food in your mouth, or dropping to the floor for some push-ups and then dashing out the door for a run. But I can do quite a lot about motivating you to do your own investing, getting you to do what you know you should, but can't quite. And you probably have a sense that these days, it's more imperative than ever to learn how to take charge of your investments. Our entire financial system has nearly melted down and, in the process, created great problems for the average person's financial future. You know it's critical to do something today to secure your retirement later, because what you've been doing just hasn't, well, worked. Most of the people I meet nowadays don't even want to talk about their retirement funds because they don't know if their money will be there when they need it. They are often stunned when I start sharing with them the facts about how those funds are managed, as well as the simple solutions to a great retirement completely within their reach, solutions that can make them rich in very little time. You could be starting with close to $0 today in a horrible stock market. Apply what I teach you in this book, and have a bundle of money in 10 years to do whatever. Maybe you won't be ready to retire just yet, but you'll want money for other things, like paying for your kids' higher education, starting a small business, or buying a dream vacation home and taking more time off from work. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your riches as long as you keep investing your money the way I'm going to teach you. The goal is to continue to grow your retirement money and have plenty extra to play with between now and the day you actually do decide to walk away from the workforce, and to do that with less risk than you are taking now. How great would that be? All it takes is a willingness to embrace a style of investing that your fund managers, who probably just lost you a ton of money, cannot. And you have to accept that no one can do this for you. You must do it yourself. Here are a few truths that might surprise you. I'll explain all these later in this book. For now, I just hope they'll prompt you to take what I'm teaching seriously. Fact: mutual fund managers get rich at your expense, stealing as much as 60% or more of your returns over your lifetime through fees. Fact: the average individual will need more than $3 million to be financially independent in retirement in 20 years. and won't get there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?